live. We are launching into the second hour of the program here for the live Memorial Day edition of the show. Just because it's a so-called holiday doesn't mean we stop doing live programming for you. So you can dial in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian.
And Puke.
And Mark. Join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features there. We give away those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy. Over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were going to take your phone calls, but Frank dropped off the line. So in that case, we'll talk about some real heroes. Because a lot of people just off the cuff, they'll say, well, thanks for your service. You're a real hero because you, what, did what the politicians told you to do? I'm not real sure where the heroism is in that. And you pointed out, Mark, over the weekend that within the parameters of what they've been told to do, in many cases there are acts of heroism that are...
Courage. It's courageous to do many of the things that they do. But
it's not necessarily moral to be involved in doing that.
Right. And I think that heroism would be defined by a level of morality. And just because the politicians told you to do it doesn't mean that it's moral. It might be courageous,
well, but it's being in the military itself is not necessarily heroic. It is a career, and essentially the military nowadays is a corporation that you work for. But, you know, it's when you're in a combat situation, as they say, you're there for the guy next to you. You're
right.
When the bullets start flying, it's you are either going to live or you are going to die. And that's where the true heroic situations come in, because, I mean, when it comes down to it, you're trying to save your buddies, and he's hopefully trying to save your own life. And you know, war, I think it was one of the Civil War generals said war means fighting, and fighting means killing. And that's what it boils down to. So that's where some heroic acts can come into. But usually those heroic acts end in somebody dying somewhere, somehow.
They're based in necessity and not based in, as you were saying, Mark, morality.
Right. I try to not look like I'm pointing fingers at the guys who did it. You know, like the military guy.
To.
Well, you don't have to entirely, because the guy that they're fighting to protect, the government brought over there too. You know, if you're fighting to protect your buddies, I don't think there's anything wrong with shooting up a bunch of people if there's a little knot of you guys, you know, and you're being held down by enemy fire and firing back. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Because you're there.
What's wrong is going there in the first place.
Understood. But you're there, and your buddy's there, and you're all going to die if you don't do something about it. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, there's some problems from a moral standpoint in thinking that whatever it is heroic, you know, and giving medals to these people. The organization that sent you over there is the one that gives the medals, and somehow that makes it, you know, okay, I guess.
Yeah. So let's talk about some real heroes. This story is from Examiner.com, where early yesterday mornings from Chicago, an 80-year-old Korean War veteran faced an armed home invader, whose first reaction upon seeing the homeowner was to fire two shots at him. Fortunately, both missed. Also, fortunately, his was not the only gun on the scene. An 80-year-old Army veteran shot and killed an armed man who'd broken into the two flat where he and his wife live in East Garland Park early this morning and fired at
him. That's what they call essentially a duplex stacked on top of each other there in the Chicagoland area.
Other accounts of the incident reveal the homeowner's firearm was a handgun, possession in Chicago is at least pending the Supreme Court's McDonald versus Chicago decision expected next month illegal. This upstanding citizen, in other words, by all accounts, well-liked and respected by neighbors, is a gun criminal by the laws of the city
of
Chicago.
Criminal, you should be punished.
This is and this is the problem with the laws of the land, is they take good people doing the right thing and they make them criminals.
He should have done the right thing, called the police, and when they showed up, they could mop up his blood and guts.
Yes,
and should have tried to figure out what happened.
And made a good story for this brave Vietnam War veteran or Korean War veteran is now dead.
Instead, the criminal is now no longer a threat to anyone else.
Yes, he's not stealing anybody else's stuff.
What would have persuaded such a man to break the law with regards to Chicago's handgun ban? To think, in other words, that it's, to paraphrase, better for the police to catch him with it than the robber to catch him without it. A previous armed robbery a couple months ago, the man, a Korean War veteran with 3 children and 6 grandkids, had been robbed at gunpoint at his home by 3 intruders, his son said. The robbers took $150, he said, and his father bought a gun and vowed never to be a victim again.
Wait, didn't you say that handguns were not legal in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, they're not.
How did he get a handgun?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. You would think if they just make something illegal, it's impossible to get your hands on.
That's what I've always heard.
So where does this leave the man, legally speaking? Apparently not in bad shape. No charges are expected for the man in his 80s who fatally shot an armed assailant during the home invasion.
It would be a PR disaster to charge this guy.
Although it has happened.
Yeah, I bet they would have gone after somebody who was, say, 40 or 20.
Likely.
Or maybe not a veteran.
There's that factor.
You know,
as
if
well.
if he was say some tattooed kid in his 20s or 30s,
mm-hmm.
maybe not a kid, kind of old, but you know, instead he's a grandfather, he's a veteran, he's old, you know, so.
So to some extent, the what the government will do as far as its absurdities go are limited by to some extent by public relations. So if the government people go after 80-year-old army veterans and attack them, it's much more difficult for them to defend themselves in the court of public opinion because they could do it
certainly.
Legally. I mean, if they wanted to, they could do it, and it likely wouldn't stop anybody from voting or paying taxes. It's just that they decided.
Well, there might be a little outrage, outrage, and that'd be it.
They decided, and it would probably, the outrage would come on to, you know, the aldermen, the people that are elected there as the so-called representatives in the city of Chicago. They would probably feel the most heat from it. Of course, everybody can pass the buck. So I guess it's a good sign. It's a sign that there's some hope that in a case like this, they didn't go after this guy. However, I doubt that all of a sudden gun ownership is going to start popping up all over Chicago because people will be feeling safe as a result of the fact that this guy hasn't been brought up on charges.
But it's still risky. I mean, you know, like I said, if he had been caught with the handgun while not defending his home, he probably would have been, you know, charged and arrested or
likely.
Like anything
or
else.
Maybe they would have just stolen the handgun from him and hit him with a ticket because. It would look bad, again, for them to take an 80-year-old man and put him in a jail cell, but it's not as the PR negativity just isn't there when you ticket somebody, which is why they have the ticketing process in the first place. It's technically an arrest. When you're ticketed, it's technically an arrest, but it doesn't have all the show of the actual cuffing of an old man and putting him in a police car.
Well, ticketing is just the... It's just them extracting the money. It's bare bones, them just saying, hey, we want your money. It's not like we really, you know, we're really concerned about what it is you're doing. We just want the money.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's go unscreen to the amp only line. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. This is Matt from Illinois.
Yes, sir.
And you were talking about a guy in Chicago who shot a home invader with his gun. And I just wanted to make it clear that the entire state of Illinois is not anti-gun. It's just the city, in fact, just the city proper of Chicago. 30 miles outside of Chicago, you can buy guns at Walmart.
Well, that's good, but it was my understanding that Illinois in general is an unfriendly place for gun owners.
Well, I would argue that.
Right. I thought Illinois did not have any provisions for concealed carry.
Well, yeah, no, you can't do that. But Illinois is a highly rural area. I mean, there is a lot. It's a big state.
So you
there's
could own, a double-barreled shotgun and a hunting rifle?
Well, there's lots of pistols, too.
Okay.
What
point of information? Can you concealed carry in Illinois? I missed that point.
Oh, no. I don't think you can concealed carry in Illinois. They probably are.
Yeah, so that would not be a very gun-friendly. I wouldn't consider that to be a gun-friendly state in the least.
Yeah, in Illinois, I believe you can't even pay for it.
I wouldn't call it gun-friendly, but there is a gun culture out here.
Well, there's always going to be a gun culture, I think, in most places that are of a rural nature.
It's America.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here. Add yolk.
Mark.
Wow, that was a pretty good radio puke there, Puke.
I can do that pretty easily. I don't know what's so hard about doing that.
It's not hard to radio puke at all.
Tighten your voice.
You can really, add about like a little radio puke. Just kind of... You know, you just have to put a little slur
out there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Puke on the Air to Free Talk Live.
You got it, yeah. It's really not that hard, everybody. You know, you just kind of. I don't really know how to explain how you do it. I mean, these guys do it all day long.
I don't know why you do it. It's weird.
Well, there's also neck voice where you get kind of gravelly.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
1-800-259-9231. All right, you can bring up anything here.
Radio is fun.
The story earlier was about an 80-year-old man, a Korean War veteran.
They extended the age range, but not that much.
Who was caught for using a gun, a firearm, to defend his home against an armed intruder. And they traded a few shots, I guess. And no one ended up with a bullet in them. And he successfully repelled the invader and luckily was not charged with any criminal
evidence. So the guy just left?
The invader ended up with a bullet in him, I thought. I thought he shot the guy.
It was my understanding the story said that no one ended up...
Shots were fired by the intruder, missed the old man, and the old man killed the intruder.
Oh, crap. How did I miss that detail in that story?
Yeah, that's what I thought happened, too.
That's what I thought I heard, and maybe I was just fantasizing. Yay, old man.
Well, according to Examiner.com, you know, I can actually pull up the actual official news story here. Chicago's, sure enough, he did kill the home invader. And they're not charging him, which is very unusual in a lot of cases, and not just in cities like Chicago. In a number of places around this country, people who have successfully defended their home from somebody and ended up taking the life of the intruder in that defense have been charged with criminal acts, been not just for possession of a firearm, but I mean much worse, actual, I don't know if homicide is the right word, but manslaughter and things like that. People have been charged with stuff like that. So, I mean, this guy really did luck out in that they didn't go after him to any extent.
He just didn't use it. I mean, it's bad enough in places like Chicago. If you fire a firearm, you know, that's bad stuff, but he actually killed a person, and they're not prosecuting. So I think he won the lottery on that.
I absolutely agree, and certainly his age is probably the number one factor. And as you pointed out, Puke, the fact that he's also a veteran is another factor as to why the government people just decided to look the other way on this one, which in their, to their credit, was the right thing to do, was to leave this guy alone. And if it's enough to have to deal with. I can only imagine it's enough to have to deal with taking another man's life. Even though that person was aggressing against you and putting you in danger, it still cannot be an easy thing to take another human being's life.
Yeah, it's sort of naturally ingrained into the, basically all animals, as far as I know, are kind of ingrained with that self-preservation that they don't kill their own kind. And humans especially, we have, these concepts like morality and stuff. And certainly taking another person's life, even in a situation where they are trying to take yours, is still difficult for most human beings.
It should be. Even if it's difficult, it's certainly something that sticks in one's mind. I mean,
you're going to think about it. Yeah, even as a veteran, you're gonna think about that.
And culturally, we're raised to, not be, that the idea of killing someone's very bad. So I don't know what it's like in other cultures where they sort of, lionize the idea of killing other people and things like that. But that's not how it is here. And it can be very difficult on your psyche, I'm sure.
Yes. I don't know about that. Americans are they love their violence and they're
yeah, but you're just told not to at the same time. You're told, the movies glorify it and all that stuff, but only under certain circumstances,
I suppose.
So to deal with that and to deal with the knowledge that you're living in a very obviously a very unsafe part of town, that you've got enough problems on your plate already, having to cope with what you've just been through. To have the government add on to that, any kind of charges would be even more so devastating, especially
to
somebody
who's 80. The cleaning bill itself is probably outrageous.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah, how do you deal with that?
They have enzymatic cleaners. There's actual, I don't know if, I've seen a television show where they followed a guy around that cleaned up homicide scenes and stuff like that. Yeah, like the police call him in and, they get in their biohazard suits and they have all their, vacuum cleaners and They clean up blood and guts.
That's the part of the violence the movies don't normally show. There are a select few films that
Pulp Fiction.
That was what I was thinking of. Show it to some extent. I'm sure it's dramatized, but you know, you don't normally see the aftermath.
Yeah, real life is messy.
Yeah. All right, so you just see the gore shot, and that's it. They cut to the next scene, but you don't have to see the rest. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jacob in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jacob. Jacob in Florida. Going once. Jacob?
Right here.
There you are. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Hey, well, I just wanted to bring up a point, you know, bring up some stuff that you don't hear. It was on the internet a while. I'm on the air right now.
You are, yes, sir.
Okay. The idea about that oil spill, here's the deal. They got it off a Russian intelligence source that a Cuban submarine a North Korean submarine.
Whoa. Yeah.
North Korean submarine out of
Maybe it was
Havana,
just an Axis of Evil submarine.
A North Korean
little Cuban,
submarine,
a little North Korean,
yeah,
blew up that oil rig, and it was a suicide mission. Now, but also they reported that Obama had told the press not to, you know, keep it quiet.
Does a North Korean sub use the Panama Canal?
This was a Russian intelligence source.
Uh-huh. And,
so
and
now,
wait a
minute. Now,
point of information: the Russian intelligence source. Are you the person who's cultivating the source? Did they come to you with the report?
Nope. It was on Brother Stairs. You know who he is?
No.
Shortwave
who's
preacher.
That? Who? A what preacher?
Shortwave.
Maybe you don't know who he is.
Shortwave radio?
I'm serious and not too flip. But it was a shortwave radio preacher. He's on a lot of stations.
Okay.
And he hits some news sometimes. On, you know, and he said that, yeah, he picked it up on the internet off, and he gave the website that that oil rig had been blown up down there by a North Korean submarine out of Havana. And his source, and he said he gave the source, anybody could look it up.
What's
it
the
had
source?
To do with that Russian intelligence, like the Russian CIA, had reported that, but they also said that Obama told the media to black it out, and you know I heard it, and then I never heard.
You heard it on shortwave radio, right? You heard
right?
it on the. So you heard this on a preacher show on shortwave radio, and so would you recall
I'm
what the
not
website
it's
was?
Totally credible, but I'm saying
no,
that nobody
isn't.
Else said anything. And the name is Stair, Brother Stair. He's out of Walterboro, South Carolina.
Is it like stare as in I'm going to stare at you, or stare as in climb up the stairs?
STAIR.
All right, so Brother Stair, somebody who does a shortwave radio preaching program, claimed to have intelligence sources who told him that a North Korean sub did a suicide mission.
That's how I get all my news.
Well, it's very interesting, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Look up this Brother Stair here so you can find out who he is. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the live Memorial Day edition of the show. Tonight, it is Ian joining you.
And Puke.
And Mark.
And our number again is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. In fact, the Sunday show, as you know, is kicked off. The second week was this past weekend. We had Sam in with 280 and Ryder, a couple of new hosts, new voices on the program, and then Luther joined later because he had a situation that came up. You can get that. It was their first crack at hosting without Mark or myself present.
Excellent crack.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So I approve.
You can download that right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. You can also go all the way back to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast, all for free, freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.com host you. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. That's coupon code FTL at HostGator.com.
All right, so we just had a phone call here a few moments ago by Jacob in Florida, who said that he heard it on a shortwave radio preacher's program. That said radio
warning,
preacher,
warning.
Brother Stare, that stare like the stare you step on, that Brother Stair had heard from some intelligence sources in Russia, as though this weren't ludicrous enough, that the oil spill situation in the Gulf of Mexico right now, in the BP rig, it was actually a suicide mission by the Cuban, he corrected himself, the North Korean military.
Navy, actually. They have submarines, I guess.
Right, the North Korean submarines.
Yeah, like little tuna cans.
Yeah, did the submarine take the Panama Canal, or does it have to go all the way around
South America? Tierra del Fuego.
South America.
I mean, yeah. You wouldn't send a submarine on a suicide mission to blow up an oil derrick in the Gulf of Mexico through the Panama Canal.
No, I guess not.
No.
That would be crazy.
I'm no military expert, but Puke is here, and he was in the Army for
neither
a while.
Neither am I.
No, I certainly don't know.
That's good enough for this show.
I certainly have no military strategic expertise.
On CNN, I would be an expert.
But if you look at this situation, why would North Korea, presuming that what this claim is was true, why would they send their submarine all the way around, halfway across the world, to blow up an oil derrick? Why not just attack one of them? I mean, there's have to be some in the Pacific, right?
You would think.
Aren't there? Yeah, surely there are some up in Alaska or something, right? I mean, offshore oil rigs.
Did they believe that they would be undetected when they did this? Clearly, the Brother Stair and his radio program has the connections.
He's got the red telephone.
I mean, right.
Straight to the KGB.
Some guy hosting an obscure religious show on shortwave radio and apparently up on satellite. Some guy hosting some obscure religious channel was informed on this.
He's got the truth.
So it's not like North Korea could go and secretly blow up. We'll fool them by going halfway across the world when we could go to the one of the derricks here in the Pacific. We'll go all the way around the world to the Gulf of Mexico.
Couldn't they just shoot like some of the big oil tankers maybe in the Pacific or?
Right, but you see that this is just speculating.
If North Korea figured out where the iPads were coming from China on ships and they blew up that ship, then they would have a war. But who cares about that?
So. You know they hate the technology. I mean, the North Korean people, the government there, they hunt down people using radios. Like, you can't even have a radio.
No, yeah.
You have a radio.
They hate communication.
Right.
That makes sense.
If your radio in North Korea is tuned to a frequency, is one of the non-state-approved radios, I think they actually have state radios that just get the state radio frequency. Right.
Wow.
You either turn that sucker on, up, or down, and that's it. You know, there's no changing the dial. And so if you actually have some sort of a radio, just an old AM or FM radio that can scan across a band,
God knows how they get them in there, but they do.
You are in violation.
Huh. Wow.
So. Let's talk a little bit more about this guy, because I said, who is this Brother Stair? I mean, he's got some connections.
Brother Stair.
Let's find out who he is. And thankfully, Wikipedia knows these things.
Is there anything that Wikipedia does not know?
It is the source of all knowledge.
It is Wikipedia, and there are some sources cited here, but you always have to take it with a grain of salt. But nonetheless, it's probably going to be the most complete bio of an obscure radio preacher that we'll be able to find. So he was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, ordained a Methodist minister, but left organized religion, stating, "I just call myself a Christian." He moved to the South in the 1950s, saying that God had told him to move there as it would be the safest place for Christians in the end time.
The South?
The South?
Yeah. In fact, I think he lives in South Carolina, which would put him in the right place, because isn't that the destination of the Exodus Project?
Did God use a post office or like letters or telephone?
How did he communicate with God?
Yeah.
We don't have him here to answer. You could try to get him on the show if you wanted to, Mark, and ask him about his Russian connections.
No.
So, according to the story here, Stair leads the Overcomer Ministry, a conservative Christian organization that runs a widely heard radio-based ministry. Now, I wonder what
widely
that means,
heard.
Widely heard.
You can hear it anywhere.
It's
on the Internet.
That's true. You can hear it anywhere. Well, yeah, I think it's on the Internet. It certainly is on KU-band satellite. The multiracial, multigenerational community of about 70 strive for self-sufficiency and simplicity, growing their own food and making their own clothes. Community members live in mobile homes and handmade houses, eating communal meals and gathering for Saturday worship in the tabernacle.
They're Shakers.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a offshoot of the Quaker religion, and this communal Christian thing's been done many times.
So basically, they're like religious commies.
Well, it's a religious commune. I mean,
it's called a conservative Christian organization. So they're commie conservatives. Basically,
you can live in a commune and not
necessarily be communist.
Generally, hey, people that would, I would think you would find in a commune wouldn't call themselves as conservative.
Well, you got to give all your money to the preacher, right? So what are you going to do after you give all the money to him?
They dress conservatively. Women wear long skirts and men long pants and shirts with collars. Typically, work is divided along traditional gender lines, with men performing farm and manual labor and women domestic chores.
Would you call the fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints folks commies?
I don't know.
They live on a big commune with a bunch of different houses.
What about the Amish? Well, they don't really have communes, though.
No, they have communities, though.
Stair broadcasts from a solar-powered radio studio based in the community, often for hours at a time. He leases airtime on large coverage AM radio stations, particularly in the nighttime hours, and uses shortwave radio to convey his message to the United States. In the 1990s, he was heard on 120 stations, though by 2007 this had been reduced to 25. Broadcast expenditures are of about $1 million. This guy's playing with some
where's he getting
cash.
That from?
Apparently, donations from his listeners.
Wow.
Well, I guess, man.
Well, you know, televangelists and stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah,
know.
They got the Jesus pry bar, too.
Open the rockets. Yeah. Jesus needs your money.
The more I hear about these religious guys, the more I think I got into the wrong business, you know?
Oh, Ian, yeah, absolutely. If you had been a preacher, you know, down south, I mean, that's really probably why he's in the south. Yeah. He's down there.
I got to say that there's not much difference between Free Talk Live and the religious programs. It's a moral issue. So
if we were to declare ourselves
preachers, what's the difference?
We're not as well funded as these guys. And like you said, apparently the Jesus message goes a little further than freedom for everybody.
Well, religious fanaticism has usually been a much better source of fundage.
I could be described as a fanatic. I mean, there's certainly no doubt about that. And both of us are, at the very least, Quakers. So
I don't know what that means. What's that reference mean? I mean,
that we're Quakers?
Oh, that we have a religion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You couldn't, but you'd have to make an offshoot Quaker religion because Quakers don't have preachers.
They don't have preachers, but they do in some Quaker,
some Quaker
organizations.
You're right.
Is it the majority of Quaker churches that
I couldn't speak to that.
Kind of
Maybe
they switch out the preachers, but there's usually somebody who's leading one of
the New England meeting is certainly different than the many Quakers around the world.
Gifts to their ministry can reach about $100,000 in a month, and in recent years, the ministry has failed to break even. In the 1990s, Stair and the ministry were partner of a failed ship-based pirate radio project.
Interesting.
1-800-259-9231. We can come back and you can talk about whatever you want. There's a little bit more here about this brother Stair character. We'll talk about some of the more controversial things apparently he's been involved in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Puke.
And Martin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I've developed, with the help of experts, a super concentrated weight loss formula. All you have to do is take the pills. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You don't have to go to the gym if you don't go to the gym. You don't have to diet if you're not dieting. I've priced them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight that you need. And so all you have to do is go to LumaThinPlus.com. Lose weight the easy way with LumaThinPlus.com.
Now, what happens if you take LumaThin Plus and you work out?
Well, working out is going to create muscle mass, and that's going to burn calories better. But Lumathin Plus kind of it's an appetite suppressant, and so you eat a little less, and that's...
I will say the photos of you on your website are exquisitely.
Yeah, did you take those?
What? Oh, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So we came across. A character tonight. Now, we don't really know much about this character. We only know what we've been told.
But you asked me to come here, though.
But I wanted to, not you, Puke, and thank you for being here. You've been great so far. But, yeah, we're here, by the way, Memorial Day. We're live, so we'll take your calls about anything. But, yeah, one of the last calls we had was from Jacob in Florida, who related a really I don't want to use the word crazy. I guess I just did. He related a conspiracy theory that was, I think outlandish is a much nicer term, that seemed pretty absurd. The idea that the claim was North Korea had sent a submarine on a suicide mission to attack the oil derrick, the BP platform.
Korea would want to hang onto their submarines. They can't be having a whole lot of them around.
Yeah, a lot of them that don't take on water.
Just, the hell with it. Blow it up. We don't need them.
So apparently, rather than actually launching a missile or a torpedo or something like that at the oil platform to cause the problem, they just barreled into it with the submarine.
Well, the thing about conspiracy theorists is, this probably will help you decide, am I a conspiracy theorist or not? Is if there have been no natural disasters in the last 30 or 40 years, then you're a conspiracy theorist. If they've all been created by at least some nefarious quasi-governmental agency or behind the scenes or whatever.
This is not a natural disaster. This is just an accident. So also
right, but
any accident.
An accident is an act of God, right?
Well, also any accidents that weren't created by the Bilderbergers or whatever,
sure.
Right?
If there haven't been any accidents, haven't been any natural disasters, you know, this is the indication to you that you might be a conspiracy theorist.
So the claim was that the caller had heard this, and this is how rumors get started, right? Oh, I heard it from somebody on shortwave radio who said that he heard it from his sources in the Russian intelligence community.
Fax machines.
Right. And so this character is called Brother Stare, born in 1933. So he's approaching 80. And wanted to find out a little bit more about him. Who is this man on the shortwave radio that the listener earlier was referencing? And it turns out he's got himself a ministry in a motel that he bought in 1978 in Walterboro, South Carolina, where he lives with 70 followers that is claimed to be multiracial and multigenerational. They try to live on their own, etc. He claims to be heard on a couple dozen radio stations. And what's most interesting is they're spending $1 million, allegedly, here. Now, according to the Wikipedia story, they're claiming to be spending $1 million on their broadcasting for this ministry that they have.
A year?
Yes, $1 million per year. They're claiming gifts to the ministry can reach $100,000 a month. But in recent years, they have failed to break even. Now, I'm just thinking, looking at their website, the Overcomer Ministry, overcomerministry.org, it looks like it was put together in 1996 by, you know, a 13-year-old. Because that's what a website that I would have made in, you know, 1996.
What are those, squirrels?
I can't even tell what that little Brother Stare,
squiggly thing is.
The voice of the last day prophet of God.
Well, voice is all caps, so I think it's the voice.
Voice. Yeah, exactly. It's a yell. There he is. Let's listen to him.
Out, not kill. Oh, now that one, you'll water that around, and you'll find some way to say, well, we have to do it.
Well, now just imagine that for another hours upon hours.
Well, hey, he was saying that you shouldn't kill.
I don't know. We didn't listen long enough. We didn't listen long enough to get the real gist of the message. I didn't want anybody tuning in to think that they were actually hearing that on their local radio station. So, and who knows how filthy he'll get. We don't know. I mean, it's
that is dangerous.
Uncensored internet stream.
Well, those Southern Baptist preacher types.
It doesn't seem likely, but and he's on a bunch of Christian radio stations, right? Supposedly.
He claims.
We looked them all up, and none of them have websites.
Right, these are...
Because Jesus hates websites.
Well, now, there are some Christian radio stations that have websites, and I'm sure they have very good websites. Yeah. But within the radio industry, there are a lot of... And it's not just the Christian people. It's within the radio business. There are just a lot of stations that...
Oh, we don't need a website.
Well, there's
a
radio station. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't have websites that could benefit, you know, little mom and pop stores, restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, you could have just the you know the
hours,
the store hours.
Put the hours.
I don't know
up there.
How many restaurants I've looked to
give
try
me the
and find
directions.
Hours or a menu.
I don't use the phone book, people. I want those things. And Puke will make you a website.
Yeah,
well, you
absolutely.
Can make your own,
you know,
website
you could, for $1 million for his radio station. You could. You know, throw a few bucks at a Mac and get one of those and, you know, use iWeb and there you go, bam.
What's it cost to get a website? Just like the bare bones that somebody might get.
Well,
I have no idea.
My website, my personal
it's
website.
Free.
Yeah, well, it's I use the Mac's free program iWeb that came with the Mac, and it's $100 for their service that includes email and the website and stuff. So it's basically $100 a year. And, you know, I do have to pay extra for my personal URL, doomsdaydevice.com, with hyphens. And so, I mean, it's not hard. I mean, geez, and there are probably free, aren't there, like, free
there
website
There are all kinds of
systems?
Free yeah. website systems out there. I mean, you could put up a Facebook page if you wanted to and buy a website for $10 a year over at GoDaddy, and you could link it to the Facebook page if you want.
Well, GoDaddy.
To.
What about HostGator? They're sponsoring
the
show.
HostGator as well. There you go.
GoDaddy sucks.
When I think about HostGator, I was thinking of hosting. I didn't realize.
You can get websites there too, and they'll host it for you.
So yeah, I'm just looking here at the Overcomers website. They're not doing too much.
I was actually Puke saying, what's it cost to have someone build one for you? Because even if I did,
you can spend a lot on.
Yeah, it depends on what you want.
Yeah.
Quite frankly,
if you want to hire a kid to do it, you can probably get it pretty cheap. And
it's probably cheaper going to HostGator and just using their tools and templates.
Yeah,
I would imagine
absolutely.
So.
Are you going to get something like this ministries thing? Am if I, you do that?
What?
Is that what it's going to look like when you're done?
No, hopefully it
would
look better.
Oh, good Lord, no. I mean, with a template, you would have, from HostGator, you would have a professionally designed template by somebody that they actually, somebody who is not 83 years old.
So
and,
I think the advice
by
here
way, I'm not,
is...
I shouldn't be bad-mouthing 83-year-old webmasters. There are some really spry old dudes and dudettes that are out on the internet.
But the advice I would give coming out of this conversation is if you own a business or a restaurant, spend, 20 minutes and make yourself a little website with some basic information, because people my age and younger, we don't use phone books.
I have used the phone book once or
it's
twice.
It's excellent for smashing insects that you don't want to touch.
Within the last year, I might pick
starting
up a phone
fire.
Book once or twice just to look and see who's got the ads and who's paying for what ads and that kind of thing.
The phone book is the computer is nearby me and handy.
Oh,
the phone book is you've got to go to some drawer and find the thing.
Well, also, I don't own a landline phone, so I don't,
you don't
get,
even get
phone
one.
Books. No,
yeah.
No, they give me phones and they give me. Don't they give everybody a phone book?
No.
I get two phone books a year, and one of them's not even from the phone company.
Maybe it's because you have a house, perhaps.
I don't get the second
one. I got my phone book from work. I stole it from there. So
I've got the one. I have one from a couple of years ago that I got from living in town. I don't even have a new one, and I have a landline phone.
So, okay, I want to get back to the Brother Stair here from the Wikipedia article. Learn just a little bit more about this man who's donated $1 million a year, allegedly donated to this man to spread the word.
That's so amazing. But,
Could be padding that their resume is what I'm thinking.
That was my thought.
This is a Wikipedia claim. I don't know where the claim comes
from.
There is a citation. Anyway, Stair's teachings place a strong emphasis on millennial predictions of world-changing events.
People love that stuff.
Resulting from
the millennium was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
How are them predictions coming along?
In the year 1999, well, let's see, what did he say? In the year 1999, he said there would be such changes at the dawn of the third millennium. If the Lord, the third millennium, would that be the year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the Lord God Almighty does not make a major move before the year 2000, he said, I'll tell God to go to hell.
Oh, my.
I wonder if he did.
Exactly.
He probably should have.
But what's a major move?
Y2K?
I don't know.
It didn't pan out.
I mean, well,
you want to keep things general, so that way you
is
can...
Is it before 2000, he claimed? Before
he
2000, so,
before.
You know, something happened before 2000, I'm sure. It was major.
Stair has also received publicity over the years for several of his missed predictions, including a nuclear war prophesied for 1988.
Well, I'm glad that didn't come to pass.
But yet people stay by him and they keep giving him money. We'll come back with more. There's a little bit more I want to talk about Brother Stair. You can also bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.